Thank you so much for calling.
Yes, hello. Who am I speaking to, please?
Yep, this is Josh Baker speaking. And may I have your good name? Is this Cheryl?
This is Cheryl. Josh, what position do you hold in the company?
Yep, I am the project manager over here.
Okay, so I've not had, and how do you spell your last name, Josh?
Sure, it's Baker.
Baker. Baker.
Yep, that is correct.
Do you have a few minutes to hear me out?
Absolutely. I'm all ears. I'd be more than happy to assist you.
Okay. Number one, I attempt to work with Lisa Taylor, Raphael, Raphael's last name? I know it.
Yep, Raphael De Silva.
Yeah, Raphael De Silva. Garcia and, oh golly. Anyways, I have been sending. Okay, my book was published March 8th.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, I want everybody to understand I was not promised anything. And I know that being a first-time author, things can get hairy. But my team is losing me money. I have prayed, I have tried to get them to do certain, there was a problem with the hardback cover that Amazon picked up on. So Amazon emailed me about the problem with the hardback. And I then mailed, at that time, I think it was Sheldon. I don't remember Sheldon's last name, but he is no longer connected to me for some reason. And I emailed Sheldon, and I think Sheldon gave it to Raphael De Silva. And they said, you know, we'll look into this, no problem. That was March, end of March. They then emailed me and said that within 48 to 72 hours, the hardback cover would be available, that the actions were taken to correct everything. I then emailed them a month maybe later and said, look, I've got family, I've got friends who want the hardback cover, and it is not available on Amazon. You are making a liar out of me. Today, it is not available on Amazon. I cannot tell you how many emails I have written to Lisa, how many emails I have written to Garcia, how many. I am so fed up with Raphael that I can't even hear his voice without getting angry. My questions, my concerns, my complaints are not getting anywhere with anyone. I'm still losing money on the hardback because it's not available. I was lied to about Google affiliation and sent in the money thinking that people could find me on Google. So, of course, I told them, you know, you can find me on Google. You know, I paid this big amount of money to be on Google for an affiliation. And then Raphael tells me that there is no Google affiliation unless you go worldwide. Well, that was not told to me in September or October when I paid that money. That was not explained to me. All they said was, and this is McCain who did that, Daniel McCain. He said that, you know, just give us a $6,000. We'll get you a Google affiliation since you're a new author, you know, to get you out there. People will, you know, understand where you're coming from. And then today I went on YouTube to see if I could listen to my ebook trailer, and it's nowhere to be found. I paid for months, or is it 6 months, of marketing. I usually get like a calendar that's going to be on, I'm not ever on it, Instagram, I guess that's what it's called, right? Instagram?
Yep, that is correct.
Okay. They didn't send me a June calendar to approve. I got an April calendar and a May calendar, but no June calendar. 5 months isn't up yet. And I just feel like everybody is giving up on me. Now, you can get with Lisa Taylor, and she can show you every, you know, Lisa says, you know, Cheryl, I'm sorry I didn't get back to you, but I've been sick. So I wrote back and I said, I'm sorry you were sick. I hope you're better. And I look forward to you, you know, delving into these problems and solving them, coming up with something. The next time she said, okay, I'll get back to you Monday. 2 weeks later, Monday never came. Monday, which was 5 days away maybe, never came after 2 weeks. So I wrote her again. What is up? So I went to Daniel Garcia, and I said, wait, what is going on? What are you guys doing for me? You're not doing anything for me. Because of the breach of contract with Google affiliation that Daniel McCain sold me, I asked for that refund. And I understand it has to go through Google, and it takes a long time. Okay, but I've heard no update. I can't even get into my Amazon account because Raphael changed the password, and I never got the username or the password. And every time I try to go into my Amazon account, they said, that's a password being used elsewhere. Well, who has the Heart and Lung Nurse email? Only I do. But the password isn't available to me. I have asked for a month and a half for my password and my username for Amazon, and I still haven't got it. I am so frustrated, Josh. I am so frustrated. And I don't want to talk to Raphael over the phone. I don't understand half of what he says. And he's always saying, oh, you're so kind. You're so nice. You're like my grandma. No, I'm not kind. I'm not nice. I'm frustrated. I want results. I want my password, my username. I want the refund from Google. I want the hardback cover to be finally, you know, corrected and approved and sold. Being sold on Amazon like they told me in the very beginning that it would be. I want Lisa to please answer my emails. There are certain rules that you go by. You send someone an email, I don't care what they say, hi. You write back and you go, hello.
Absolutely.
Can I do something for you? I mean, I cannot tell. This is June 1st.
Cheryl, absolutely. Whatever you're saying, Cheryl, you're completely right at your point. And trust me, if I was in your place, I would have felt the same. I've just heard your story. If I was in your place, I would have felt the same frustration. Obviously, none of the people getting back to me or having delays in the project. What I personally can do from my end is that I personally will have a word with Lisa as well, and I personally am going to look into this personally from myself, and I will ensure that whatever the concerns that you have raised regarding the marketing, regarding the password, regarding the hardcover issue, I have noted these issues down. I am going to have a word with my publishing team, and will also get on board with Lisa to check what went wrong. I have few updates on my end. As per the last details that I checked regarding the calendar, I see that the calendar was shared from our end for May, but we were just waiting for the approval, so I personally did not see the approval shared over here. That is one of the reasons why the next month's calendar was not shared. What I am going to do is from my end, Cheryl, would this be a good email, heartlungnursesclr@yahoo.com, would this be a good email for you?
That is my email, yes.
Perfect. So I personally am going to send you an email from my end, and you can directly coordinate with me. I will personally make sure that whatever the issues that you're facing, I'll have them catered. You will have me on call. You will have me on email. I personally overheard your concern, and I personally will be taking over this to make sure that you don't face any hassle in whatever issues you have raised or in the past that gets resolved. So all I need is I just need 1 to 2 business days of time for reviewing the whole project.
Of course.
And also,
No, I mean, I give Lisa that. I give Lisa weeks before I start complaining
again. Absolutely. That's what I'm saying. If I was at your place, I would have felt the same frustration. But I personally am going to be having a look into this whole project from my end, being a senior project manager, and I will be making sure that these things are catered. So I personally will be having a word with my publishing team. I have a meeting scheduled with my publishing team in 2 hours. So I will be raising this concern as well, and I will be reaching out to you back, updating you about the hardcover issue. And regarding the calendar, I will be having a word with the marketing team as well and update you on the next calendar. These are the 2 updates that I'm going to be providing to you before the day end today or in the first hour tomorrow. Also, just one more thing regarding the worldwide package that you mentioned. That is something that I need to further research on. So for that, I would need some time till Monday on the worldwide thing only. So for the remaining 2 things, I'm going to give you an update by tomorrow. And regarding the worldwide Google distribution and all that, that is something that I would need to further check with my previous teams, since I do see that there were multiple project managers working on your case. And so I just need to dig down that hole so that I am aligned with your project and I sort these things out. I correct things for you.
Okay, so on April 26th, do you see that April 26th email?
I
wrote back to Raphael.
Don't have the access to Raphael's email, but what I'm going to do is I am sharing an email, my personal email with you. I'm sending an email. You can directly send that email to me, and I will CC Lisa as well so that Lisa can get those emails as well. So I personally will be in touch with you, and since you're on call with me and I heard all your concerns, I don't want to assign it to any of my subordinates, and I'll be looking into this directly from my end.
I appreciate that so much, Josh, but I do want to tell you that on April 26th, I wrote to Raphael and I said, the calendar looks good except for the page with Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Should the word refer have an S attached? The author refers to yada,
I really
yada,
do.
Yada.
I
basically approved it.
Okay,
so,
that unfortunately did not go through. I'm being very honest that there
it
was
it didn't
a
go through.
Policy. It did not go through from our end. I don't see the approval. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to have a word with my team on this right now. And whatever the remaining calendars are, I am going to be sharing that with you from my own personal email. And I will be sharing my personal number with you as well so that you can stay in touch with me directly.
So I look forward to working
Absolutely.
With you. I pray that this is a good match because, as you can tell, I am very concerned. And I have tried. I have tried very hard to have patience. But
Cheryl,
it's my money now,
me,
and people keep saying,
absolutely.
You know. And
Cheryl, trust
also,
me, by the moment you started. Go ahead.
Also, Raphael said that the $5,000 would pay for advertising in New York on the Jumbotron. Is that true? Is that even true? You know, I feel like I've been lied to, so please, you know, look into that as well, if you would.
Absolutely, absolutely. So for the whole marketing, I would need time till Monday, and whatever updates I will
I
have,
understand.
I will share
Thanks.
Them with you. I will
okay.
be sharing that with you.
And also,
me, Cheryl,
there was a...
Yep, go ahead.
Also, there was just a little glitch in all of this where a rogue employee got in touch with me, and said that I was wasting my $5,000. Well, Lisa looked into that quick enough, and that was handled quick enough, so maybe she could, you know, do the same. But I understand that you're the one going to look into it now, so I'll drop that. But
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank
I
you.
will be looking into this. So
thank you
just
very
few
much.
updates. You're most welcome. Lisa, being very, very honest, Lisa is facing some health issues these days. So this is one of the reasons why she has been quite inactive. And I particularly, and one of her associates is looking into these things as well. I personally have my own team to whom I delegate the task. But considering how severe and how important your concern is, that is one of the reasons why I'm not delegating it further. And I personally will be looking into this from myself, considering how this has been for you. So have everything left to me. I'll take care of this. And I'll be reaching out to you by tomorrow with any of the update that I have, and I'll let you know.
Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate it. You have a blessed day, John.
You're most welcome. You have a blessed day as well. Thank you. And I'll be sending you an email as well. All right? You're welcome.
Okay,
have a great day.
Bye-bye. You too.
Bye.
Bye.